Welcome to the Spiritual Gifts Podcast. I'm Sam Jackson, campus pastor at Gateway Redlands, joined by the one and only
Andrew Sercombe from Gateway City Campus.
Yes, you are, mate. Worked, well, yes. Well done. Yeah, no, you nailed it. Good to have you on the podcast, mate, and be sharing the hosting role with me. We're talking about a gift that every single campus pastor at Gateway is incredibly grateful for when it's in other people. We're talking, of course, about the gift of administration.
Yes. Although you say that, I actually think it's a misunderstood gift.
Well, correct me, mate.
Yeah.
Give me a bit of a theological overview.
I think we all get excited when we see the gift of administration because we just think of to-do lists and Excel spreadsheets and lots of emails. And actually, that's a very anemic view. Mm. They may be some of the behaviours of administration, but actually it's more connected to leadership. And we see this in Scripture as well. So it's this... Actually, the word in Greek is actually a ship captain. It's a unique word, but it actually means to guide or to steer. And so it's about guiding people towards a goal. And so that's actually what administration means. And if I think of someone in the Bible who had this gift, I think of Nehemiah. You know, you think of someone who... Mm. Obviously had a call and there was a passion in his heart to see the walls of Jerusalem be rebuilt, but there was a whole bunch of actions and tasks and moving people and getting people to do different jobs to see that task fulfilled. And so I'd say that he would be a great representative of someone who had that gift amongst other gifts. Mm. And we certainly see listed in the New Testament, this is a gift as well, that facilitates and sees... the church, and not just the church, but we certainly see it in the New Testament, fulfill what it's called to as it grows and continues to spread throughout the empire of the time. So
that's really good, mate. I appreciate that. And it seems to me that this gift is really important to all the other gifts because it's the one that sort of hones them and aligns them towards the purpose of the mission of God.
Yeah, and enables them to move, enables us to move, right? So,
and what an introduction. For our guest in the guest seat today, Danny Bryant. Welcome
Hello.
To the podcast.
Thank you for having
Danny.
Me.
Our church life pastor at Gateway, the one that all the campus pastors are so thankful for, you and your team. Why don't you tell us about when you first started to suspect that this wasn't just a thing that you were good at, but it was actually a spiritual gift?
Mm. Great question. I have always been someone that is organized. I grew up with a dad who was super organized. And so from a young age, I always knew that I was someone that really enjoyed organizing, whether it be groups of people, organizing plans for things. It probably wasn't until I finished school. And I remember in a young adults event, I think it was, talking about spiritual gifts and realizing that administration was one of them. Admin often gets seen as kind of the boring task that no one really enjoys doing, but the truth was there was stuff that I loved to do. And so I remember that shaping my thinking that this is actually something that God has gifted me with. And although it might come naturally to me and not to others, it's something that can be celebrated as well. Often it gets a bad rap. And so that kind of started my journey of understanding that it was a gift and then helping me to go, how can I take this gift from being something that I use to help me stay organized in my own life, but actually use it to serve within the church and within my workplace as well.
How were you, what was going on inside of your mind and inside of your emotions as Cirques was giving that overview of... I'm interested to know how you felt about, like, did you feel the burden of your gift? Was there anything surprising that he said that you weren't aware of? Like, what was your level of reaction?
Not burden. I think it's nice to hear it celebrated in a way and highlighted its importance. Often, like I said, it gets a bit of a bad rap, and so it's nice when people see the administration gift as a gift and talk about the way that it's used to help others. Like Cirque said, it's often referred to as the to-do list and the things that need to get done, people that get, you know, emails done quickly, but it's actually so much more than that.
Mm. Excellent.
What I love about it too is, and you alluded to this, is it's actually not about tasks, but it's about people.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a gift about people that holds people together, that moves people, as we were talking about before. And I think that opens up a vision for it, doesn't it? That I think should be celebrated and is exciting.
It's been a consistent theme, Cirques, across all of these episodes of this podcast, is these gifts always outwork into people. They're never just a function. They're never just a task. I mean, they're for the building up of the church, and the church is the people, right? And so, but the other thing we've talked about as well across these episodes is often there's these gifts like evangelism, which everyone's called to share their faith. Every follower of Jesus is called to share their faith, but there's a spiritual gift of evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
With this gift, I reckon there is a call for we do need to administer our lives for them to be organized and that sort of thing. And just a very simple way that we've talked about is that for someone with the spiritual gift, though, it's a delight rather than a drain.
Yeah.
Like I know when I look at administration, there's a competency in me, but I don't love it. Do you love it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Talk to us about that. Like what's this gift of administration look like day to day for you?
Let me go back. I remember serving in kids ministry as a volunteer. I was probably 19, 20 years old, and our kids pastor at the time she didn't have the gift of administration. And I remember hearing how much of a drag it was to have to put together rosters and think through, okay, well, who's going to be away on this day and who can fill these positions? And that stuff for me comes so naturally, but it's actually something that I enjoy doing, as weird as that might sound. And so she allowed me to step into the space of doing the rosters, and it was a gift to her that she didn't have to do something that felt like such a drag. But I remember just feeling so excited to be able to do something that I felt was meaningful. It was helping people out. It was organizing people and organizing tasks, but it was something that actually gave me real joy. Like if it's on my to-do list, rosters are something that are going to bring me joy. You're both looking a bit blankly.
No, Jenny, we need
like
to
you
talk.
And so I love that those kind of, when it comes to things like systems and processes and thinking through how can we do things better in a more organized way that's going to help more people or do things more efficiently and effectively, that's the stuff that lights me up. Mm. And I know that that's not a gift for everyone. So the fact that we have opportunities where I can use that gift to help others is awesome.
And maybe you alluded to this a little bit before, but I reckon there's a burn for you in that too. Mm. Like, because I've seen this in you where it comes to people where honouring people and honouring process, honouring God is actually something that sits even deeper for you.
Yeah.
And then it just works out in the administrative way.
How do you feel that?
Is it a felt thing?
I think so. I think, God cares about the details, and that's so evident in scripture and the way that he outworks details. If you think about Noah building the ark, there were so many details and instructions given because God cares about those details. And I think for me, I care about the details and I care about the little things because I want people to feel like they are cared for. And so, I think that's the way that the gift of administration is worked out in my life, is that I feel like I can best care for people when the details are important, even the little things. And so, it's a burden to make sure that those details are seen, but it's not so that tasks can just be ticked off or so that we can do things for the sake of doing them. It's actually because I believe that if we can care about the details, that people are cared for.
You referred to my blank stare before. I wasn't actually thinking what you thought I was thinking. I was remembering a recent thing that happened here in your role. You told me that you met with a family who were planning a funeral.
Yeah.
And I love, as you were talking about making sure people are cared for, that you're being there as a pastoral presence, but also an administrative presence to make sure that this celebration of life and the memory of the deceased family member was honoured and all that sort of thing. So that's what I was thinking about, Kenny. I wasn't staring blankly. It's a good thing.
I just know you both don't like rosters, so.
I love rosters. I love colour-coding rosters.
Funnily enough, I love the pastoral element of rostering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the leadership side of things and the pastoral. The people side of it, which I love. I mean, the task of it is a bit draining, but you're right. It's when I can see it that way, that's when I actually can see the value in it.
And when it exists to move things forward, as we talked about before, the gift of administration being to help move things forward, equipping people and organizing, especially large groups of people and teams, when it's done well, it's to move things forward.
Yeah, they're names, they're people. I reckon that's with administration too. There's a theme coming through here, but there's an oversight of people, and it's a management of people, which is loving, which is moving towards a vision and moving together. But they are people, and mm-hmm. A roster is filled with names of people that you get to see and you're journeying with in, in the journey.
Just digging a bit deeper to underneath what you're saying, would this be a true sort of thought, Danny? Like, I think of the prophet speaks to injustice, right? They see injustice in the world and they speak to that, like speaking truth to power, all that sort of thing. This isn't right and this needs to – I reckon there's a sense of that in a similar but different way with the administrator. You see disorganization. You see the mess. You see and then you see with the heart of God the impact of that on people, and your heart is to step in and fix up the system in order that people can be cared for and loved.
Yeah, for sure. I think the heart is to streamline. So how can we make things run as efficiently, as effectively, and as easily as possible to help the people? Probably the line that I have to walk with that, and I'm sure others with the gift of administration would relate to, is that you don't ever want the task or the project to be more important than the person. So sometimes I know I can get so stuck in making sure that I follow the process or that other people get continue to follow the process that I might have set up, that I can make that more important than the people. And so that's a fine line.
It's a danger. It's got to walk. That's good. Talk to us about what this looks like outside of the church. From your own experience or from what you've seen in other people. I'm thinking of people who run businesses, people who are in administration in an organisation. What's that look like out there?
Yeah, I think one of the things, as we talked about earlier, administration is something that everyone needs to do as part of their, there's life admin that we all just need to do to make sure that life happens. There's administration involved in every workplace that people work for. But those that are gifted in this have that burden to make sure that it's done well. And I think that's a real blessing to workplaces, to businesses, to organisations. And so I think really fostering that gift, really naming it for what it is, seeing it as a gift, seeing that it is something that can move people forward and wanting to, working to grow it. So rather than just ticking off a to-do list or making sure things get done, looking at how can I use this gift that I've got to benefit the place that I work, whether that be a business that I'm running, whether that be a place where I'm, an employee or that I work at casually, whatever it might be, how can I use this gift to help serve the people around me? Because there's a bunch of people that we're working with that get overwhelmed at the thought of how do I organize people or how do I organize tasks to move this business forward or to move this project forward. And so I think nurturing that and stepping into opportunities where you can continue to use that and grow that and have confidence in that. I think often those with the gift of administration can be seen as the yeah butters. That sounds good, but have you thought about this, this and this? How can you harness that to actually use it to benefit the organization and not be seen as just the wet blanket?
I love that phrase, yeah butters.
Yeah but.
Yeah butters. So yeah but well in the power of the Spirit.
Yeah.
I love that application of this gift in the marketplace. I think that's probably an untapped, particularly from within the church, that we probably don't speak about this a lot, but there are people scattered throughout the marketplace with the spiritual gift of administration that are burning with this heart to see the kingdom of God come. Because the kingdom of God is well administered, surprise, surprise. it is very well, it is perfectly administered, whatever the right word is. You're the English expert, sir.
No, I'm not. Either. Okay. I think you'd find that either would work.
Okay, great. So administrated or administered, whatever you prefer. And the outworking of their spiritual gift is actually appropriate in the workplace to see people flourish. Mm. And so I reckon on that note, Danny, it'd be great for you to pray. People are listening to this episode because this came out on their top two or three gifts. Why don't you pray for them that this gift would be affirmed and that it would flourish?
Love to. God, we thank you for those that are gifted with the gift of administration. God, we thank you that you care about the details. You care about your people and you care about the things that we do. And those that are gifted with this gift of administration, God, you have done it so that they can move people forward, so that they can move projects forward, so that you can be glorified in all things. And so, God, I pray for those that are listening to this because administration is one of their top gifts. God, I pray that they will have a real sense of just excitement for the gift that you have given them. God, that they will feel joy in knowing that this gift is something to be to something to be looked after and grown. And so, God, I pray that you'll give them opportunities to do that, that you will give them opportunities, whether it be in their workplace, whether it be in the church, where they can use this gift to be a blessing to other people. May they continue to look for ways to grow that gift, to use it, to stretch it, to expand it, so that it is a blessing in all of the spheres that they find themselves in. God, we thank you that you are a generous God who does give gifts to your children, and we thank you for the gift of administration. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Danny, thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks, Danny.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you to you for listening. Have a great day.